He led them back, and the men fell in and fetched down all the stores, and stowed them briskly deep in the well-ribbed holds, as Odysseus's son directed. Telemachus climbed aboard. Athena led the way, assuming the pilot's seat reserved astern, and he sat close beside her. Cables cast off, the crew swung to the oarlocks. Bright-eyed Athena sent them a stiff following wind rippling out of the west, ruffling over the wine-dark sea, as Telemachus shouted out commands to all his shipmates, "All lay hands to tackle!" They sprang to orders, hoisting the pinewood mast. They stepped it firm in its block amidships, lashed it fast with stays, and with braided rawhide halyards hauled the white sail high. Suddenly wind hit full, and the canvas bellied out, and a dark blue wave, foaming up at the bow, sang out loud and strong as the ship made way, skimming the white caps, cutting toward her goal. All running gear secure in the swift black craft, they set up bowls and brimmed them high with wine, and poured libations out to the everlasting gods who never die. To Athena, first of all, the daughter of Zeus with flashing sea-gray eyes, and the ship went plunging all night long and through the dawn. Book 3. King Nestor Remembers. As the sun sprang up, leaving the brilliant waters in its wake, climbing the bronze sky to shower light on immortal gods and mortal men across the ploughlands ripe with grain, the ship pulled into Pylos, Neleus' storied citadel, where the people lined the beaches, sacrificing sleek black bulls to Poseidon, god of the sea-blue main who shakes the earth. They sat in 9 divisions, each 500 strong, each division offering up 9 bulls, and while the people tasted the innards, burned the thigh bones for the god, the craft and crew came heading straight to shore. Striking sail, furling it in the balanced ship, they moored her well, and men swung down on land. Telemachus climbed out last, Athena far in front, and the bright-eyed goddess urged the prince along. "Telemachus, no more shyness, this is not the time. We sail the seas for this, for news of your father. Where does he lie buried? What fate did he meet? So go right up to Nestor, breaker of horses. We'll make him yield the secrets of his heart. Press him yourself to tell the whole truth. He'll never lie. The man is far too wise." The prince replied, wise in his own way, too. "How can I greet him, Mentor, even approach the king? I'm hardly adept at subtle conversation. Someone my age might feel shy, what's more, interrogating an older man." "Telemachus," the bright-eyed goddess Athena reassured him, "some of the words you'll find within yourself, the rest some power will inspire you to say. You, least of all, I know, were born and reared without the gods' good will." And Pallas Athena sped away in the lead as he followed in her footsteps. Man and goddess gained the place where the Pylians met and massed. There sat Nestor among his sons, as friends around them decked the banquet, roasted meats and skewered strips for broiling. As soon as they saw the strangers, all came crowding down, waving them on in welcome, urging them to sit. Nestor's son, Pisistratus, first to reach them, grasped their hands and sat them down at the feast on fleecy throws spread out along the sandbanks, flanking his brother Thrasymedes and his father. He gave them a share of innards, poured some wine in a golden cup, and lifting it warmly toward Athena, daughter of Zeus, whose shield is storm and thunder, greeted the goddess now with an invitation. "Say a prayer to Lord Poseidon, stranger. His is the feast you found on your arrival. But once you've made your libation and your prayer, all according to ancient custom, hand this cup of hearty seasoned wine to your comrade here, so he can pour forth too. He too, I think, should pray to the deathless ones himself. All men need the gods. But the man is younger, just about my age. That's why I give the gold cup first to you." With that, Pisistratus placed in her hand the cup of mellow wine, and Pallas rejoiced at the prince's sense of tact in giving the golden wine cup first to her. At once she prayed intensely to Poseidon, "Hear me, Sea Lord, you who embrace the earth. Don't deny our wishes, bring our prayers to pass. First then to Nestor and all his sons, grant glory. Then to all these Pylians, for their splendid rites, grant a reward that warms their gracious hearts. Last, Poseidon, grant Telemachus and myself safe passage home, the mission accomplished that sped us here.